listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Back to Diamond here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer with you guys. Wrapping up the month of May. Can you believe it? Already May in the books here. We're about to approach June, and K-State's baseball season wrapped up over the weekend with a heartbreaking loss to Oklahoma in the semifinals for the second straight year. Well, not Oklahoma itself, but K-State getting to that point in the tournament for the second consecutive year to lose to another opponent. But on the flip side of it here, Dylan Phillips, Mr. Everything now for K-State, the K-State home run king, and now turn Craig Kimbrell. If you catch that reference right there. Following K-State's run to the semifinal round of the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championships last week, Dylan Phillips, our own Dylan Phillips, was voted to the conference all-tournament team as relief pitcher. The league office announced this announcement came on Sunday evening. Phillips appeared in relief three times in the four games for K-State in this tournament, picking up saves in both of the Wildcats' victories in the tournament. He totaled five innings and only allowed two hits, one earned, and struck out seven opposing hitters. There, he also added in a perfect ninth inning in elimination games against both West Virginia and Texas Tech, striking out three of six total batters faced. The save marked his seventh and eighth saves of the year, respectively, in that as well. Also, in that semifinal match against Oklahoma, Dylan equaled his career-long outing of three innings. The lefty closer struck out four while allowing only one run on two hits there as well. It marked the first conference all-tournament nod of his career. Remember, I thought he was a senior. We're going to get him back next year as well. That's huge, at least a big building block, really, for K-State, really, for the last several seasons now. First conference all-tournament nod of his career, and he is just the third K-State Wildcat since 2012 to earn all-tournament honors. Last year, it was Eric Torres and Zach Kostaska were each named to the Big 12 Championship all-tournament squad there as well. And, of course, yeah, the Cats finished exactly at 500 there as well with a 29-29 record. And, of course, K-State went 2-2 in this year's postseason tournament. And there's a lot of Oklahoma State Big 12 tournament team nominees on this list. There's like two Texas teams, one Kansas. And, yeah, the majority of this is all from the state of Oklahoma, between Oklahoma and Texas. So dominated in that as well. But hey, at least one of our guys is on that list. Dylan Phillips, man. Where did this come from? To be honest with you, I have no idea. I could not predict this at the season started, you know, him being a part of this pitching staff coming out of the pen for K-State. But it turned out to be big for this team here, locking it down. Eight saves now. And it looks like going forward, he's going to be the closer, at least, moving forward in the next year. But, yeah, K-State, they have to figure it out how to win on the road. And we'll probably discuss this even more on this week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which will come out on Saturday night this time around. yes, at least for this week anyways, there's been a change of plans due to the NBA Finals starting on Thursday night, that we're going to be, me and Alex will be getting together. My co-host, Alex Aiden, for those of you new to the podcast, we'll be getting together to record Friday night, and there will be some NBA final talk on there as well. I wanted to not record on game one of the NBA finals, which is looking like going to be a classic one. Golden State and Boston squaring off, and I tell you, woo, Boston almost let it slip away. Game seven, boy, Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry to go off on K-State, not K-State really a topic, but I'm gonna do it anyways. Yeah, Jimmy Butler there. I mean, I can see both ways. I mean, Al Horford, you got him backed up with him panicking, hurrying back on his back feet. Jimmy Butler, you go there. You do one or two things, and I have no problem with that shot. You know, you drive on him, force him to make the play. They're in a tight situation there, and it would have been for a tie ball game. If he would have drove to the basket, he would probably would have forced a foul, or you get an and one on that, or the place, the Miami goes crazy, you make that three-point shot in transition, and the place goes bunkers, which I thought it was, I thought for sure that thing was going to go down. Oh, Boston, they definitely got away with that, but hey, who was not saying? I mean, Boston, they definitely earned it. Three wins in that series on the road. That is very tough to do, especially in the playoffs. You're away from home crowd, and you somehow you find a way at this point of the year to get it done, and you can't take credit away from Boston. They definitely got it done, and we're locked and loaded for a tremendous series. Obviously, two great franchises in it. Boston, I think Boston's in what, they're 26? Something, some silly stat about a 26th appearance in the NBA Finals all time. That is crazy enough. They're one of the more storied franchises, and Golden State starting to be right up there in that mix, the new version now of that modern era now, and they're back after a couple year absence in the NBA Finals with that same core guys, with a couple of new fresh faces on there, but still them same core guys. Unbelievable how Steve Kerr has done a great job with this organization, especially, you know, a couple down years, especially with the injuries and whatnot. Klay Thompson missing the last 2 years. Steph been in and out of lineup. Draymond in and out of lineup. And these young guys, with the addition of Andrew Wiggins, these young guys coming in the mix. Jordan Poole has been a sensational. Man, we're locked and loaded for a tremendous series there at that. This Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition is partnered up by the Auto Fest 2022 class, brought to you by the Kansas Senate JCI. And again, I cannot remember something motorsport. I am sorry. I'll get this down. I promise. I'll get this down midway through month of June. So the Rally in the Valley coming August 6, 2022 here in Manhattan, Kansas, is going to be out in the parking lot, back parking lot behind Midwest Car Dream Collection building back there. That's also a great place to get it right there as well. So we're gonna get a lot more to come on that as well. If you missed it, that's definitely on there now. And the podcast breaking news, yes, the podcast, I have changed, made a small blip of a change here. We are now on Anchor FM, the Pearl Project Podcast. Catch it on Anchor FM, and we're still on Spotify as well. I'm gonna get everything switched over hopefully by the end of the week, so before episode 102 comes out on Anchor FM. So definitely, you're kind of wondering, looking for the podcast, I am currently in the middle of switching everything over to that. You still get it on Spotify for sure. So definitely look out for that as well if you have any issues with that. Yeah, that is why. So we're in the middle in the transition, but hopefully once episode 102 gets squared away up on your guys' feed, we'll have everything switched over, and definitely you check us out over there at Anchor FM for the latest on the Purple Project Podcast, which you can subscribe now while we're in that transition. You can get it now wherever you get your podcast. Go Cats. It's going to be a wrap for this edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.